Well, some of them will. The I project that you described is modeled after one in London. The one in London has attracted over 5 million people a year, even after the Olympics. So potentially the I in Orlando is designed to do much the same kind of thing. Most of the other projects are designed to meet the demands of commercial activity in the local marketplace. And that's why we see most of it concentrated in the tourism industry and in and around iDrive and the convention center. There's been some other commercial activity, but it's much more spotty.
Well, what's the reason for that, Hank? What is holding up commercial development elsewhere in the region?
Well, the Great Recession and the very slow recovery. Employment in particular has not even reached the past peak, and therefore there is less demand for office space in particular, but also for warehouse and flex space. A significant portion of warehouse space was built out to support home building activity, so it would have offices and things in association with the warehouse space so that they could store their goods and materials. Well, with the crash in the home building industry, you know, the very, very modest recovery we've had to date, much of that space still burdens the warehousing segment with excess vacancies. Similarly with office, there's a lot of excess vacancies even now, so there hasn't been enough employment growth, there hasn't been enough recovery from the Great Recession to stimulate demand for those spaces.
So what is it going to take then to have recovery in that sector?
It's going to take a lot more population growth and a lot more employment growth to absorb the office space that is in excess. Now, retail is beginning to be stimulated a little faster because we've had a better recovery in population than we have had in employment. And, of course, population growth is what supports retail activity.
Well, now, we spoke a few weeks ago about the recovery in the housing sector, and that does seem to be moving along, moving up. So if people are buying homes and they're moving to Central Florida, They're going to need shopping. They're going to need entertainment. Presumably, there will also be a demand for housing and warehouse space. So, but yet you say commercial development is lagging behind residential. Why is that?
Well, it is primarily based upon employment and population growth, as is housing. But the big difference here is these projects are larger. And so, therefore, it takes a lot more financing. And there's a real constraint on financing availability for commercial activity in particular. It also affects residential and acquisition and development loans, but it doesn't affect the end mortgage loans. End mortgage loans for individuals seem to be widely available, but the other pieces of the process, still there is significant constraint despite the low interest rates. That's one hurdle. The second hurdle is there's just much more excess inventory, especially for office and warehouse and flex space, as compared to today, the excess inventory in the home market is very low.
So most of the major projects that are being discussed and are under development are related to the tourism and hospitality industries. Now, of course, it'll be a boost for the construction industry while those jobs last, while the projects are being built. But after that, despite all the talk that we've heard in recent years about our area diversifying the economy and trying to attract more high-paying jobs, it looks like we're developing projects that are going to provide yet more low-wage service industry employment.
Well, we build for what the market will support. We are a tourism-based economy. Yes, we have significant high technology. We have significant simulation training. But the big dog in our economy is the tourism industry, and it will be the tourism industry. And that's the commercial activity we're seeing. And I don't think that structure is going to change very much over the next 10 years.
Now, Hank, when we talk about these major developments, like the ones that we discussed planned around the iDrive area, what kind of pressure does that exert on the existing infrastructure, you know, water and energy and police and fire services, and especially roads and traffic and so on?
Sure. It consumes all of those things. On the capital side, we're in good shape, especially for the major utilities, water, electric. Those just aren't issues. Will it create some additional trips on the roadways? Absolutely. But this is a major urban area. Its roads at certain points in time should be congested. That's what a major urban area is. So I don't think that's really any problem. And it's good that we concentrate that activity in and around the tourist attractions so that we can create a denser and in some places even a walkable environment. But these are huge taxpayers, and they really support themselves and support governmental services for other people because of the amounts of money they pay in excess of the services that they require.